there, beautiful people. My name is Tamika Riley. I just wanted to encourage those of you who've been walking in fear, a little timid about letting your light shine and walking in all that God has called you to do, do it. Now is a very pivotal time in history. Things are happening at rapid speed, and it's like power is changing hands, you know? Whatever God has called you to do, one thing that the enemy likes to do is to try to get in front of you with this imposter syndrome. Who do you think you are? What makes you think you're qualified? Well, why you? What makes you think anybody's gonna listen to you? Have you heard those sounds, those voices, that nagging doubt that somebody's gonna look behind your curtain and realize you don't even know what you're doing? You're out of your depth. Who do you think you are, baby? You are everything God called you to be and then some. Please, don't listen to that voice. He tried it with the best of them. He tried it with Christ himself. He told him, he said to him, if you're really the Son of God, what did he say to Eve in the garden? Have God really said, God knows that if you eat that fruit, you'll become like him. They were already made in his image and his likeness. What are you talking about? Don't listen to that nagging doubt. Tell it to shut up. Hold your head up, stick your chest out, and walk in those rooms like you belong, because sweetheart, you do. And one thing that's so wicked that the enemy does, when you finally start doing that and you get over that fear and you just go for it anyway, because if you're honest with yourself, there are people doing what you can do and they don't do it nearly as good as you do. You can do it, you can run circles around them and they're crushing it. And you're just sitting there looking at them like, man, I could do it. People are occupying spaces because God is waiting on you to get up. You know what I mean? There are a lot of spaces being vacated right now. Are you in position? Get up and get in position. And when you get on the other side of fear and you start walking in it, watch out for that other voice that the enemy tries to bring. Oh, now you're being prideful. Are birds being prideful when they fly? Sweetheart, fly. That's the glory of God. Fish are not being prideful when they swim. That's the glory of God. They are operating in their purpose. And I want to encourage you to do the same, to operate in your purpose. Whatever it is that God has called you to operate in, whatever it is he's called you to do, walk in it. Put on your coat of many colors. Do not dim your light to try to make people think, oh, I'm still cool. You cool and blessed and chosen and called and anointed. And the devil is too late, because the same lips that said, let there be light, and that sun rises every morning, that same voice also spoke concerning you. Don't let the enemy believe in you more than you do. Put on your coat of many colors, hold your head up, and go forth. Occupy those spaces until he comes. Don't sit at home and scroll on Facebook and murmur and complain, but not do anything to get in position to change it. You have the authority, and you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwelling in you. Go forth unapologetically, unashamedly. God did not create you out of boredom, sweetheart. If there's something that's bothering you, you're probably the one that's called to change it. Change it. Okay, I'm done fussing at myself, but if y'all got something out of that, good. My name is Tamika Riley, and I needed that message. I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.